integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Dr. Holly Lucille is out lecturing. I have Radio MD's Melanie Cole joining us today, and we are going to talk about murder by prescription. It's a topic that as physicians, you can get very zealous on it. It's something that it's very easy to say all those drugs are bad and all these companies are bad and all of and they just want to lower our population numbers. You hear all of these crazy things about overprescribing or whatever, but at the end of the day, I really don't think it's the zealots that are going to get this solved. We simply are taking too many medications in this country and they're not being effective and we are dying from them. In addition, there is a problem with people taking medications from several doctors and not understanding how they mix well and dying from that in addition. What people need to understand, Melanie, about this is, let's say a drug like a cholesterol-lowering drug, there's a certain amount of people, very small, okay, very small number, but there's a certain amount of people that are going to get very sick and even a very few number that may die from the use of that medication. The idea with that medication is that more people prevented heart attacks and prevented heart attacks versus the few people that might have the side effect. But in addition to that, there's been the whole drug abuse thing, which has gotten clearly out of control. I know in my state where I practice that pharmaceuticals are the big concern in the high schools now. We are now up to one person every 19 minutes dying from a prescription drug problem. One person every 19 minutes. And so it's this infatuation overall with medication, whether it's a teenager abusing it for a buzz or it's seniors trying to do the right thing and there's a mix and it kills them, or bad doctors, Mel. And we have to bring up bad doctors, okay? Because in my opinion, Heath Ledger, Elvis Presley, Karen Carpenter were killed, Michael Jackson were killed by bad doctors. I am a doctor. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that these people were on medications that no pharmacist I've ever heard of would say is okay to take together, yet they were being taken them. They were, what do you say, Mel? You're being good to the client, right? The client wants to sleep. We make them sleep. The client wants to wake up. They wake up. And they're turning off their own brains. As Holly says, they're not thinking, and they're getting very, very sick from these things. Mel, you work in interface with a lot of conventional organizations. Do they talk about overprescribing of pain meds and things like that within their organizations? Is it serious for them?
Absolutely. You know, I mostly hear about it, Dr. Decker, with antibiotics, obviously, mm-hmm. you know, and pediatricians worrying about overprescribing antibiotics. And then certainly mental health medications, you know, Prozac and Zoloft and Paxil and Celexa and all of these different medications to treat depression. We are certainly a Prozac nation. And mm-hmm. so many people are on Xanax and all of these things. What do you think about that? What would you recommend rather than some of these antidepressants to help with,
I like that idea about going by classes. So let's give the listeners, and I feel a blog comment for this too, because I think this is going to be very concrete information. So let's start with antidepressants. Number one, find out why you're depressed. Meaning there's a company called Neuroscience out there, and Neuroscience runs your neurotransmitters from serotonin, which is an inhibitory, relaxing one, and GABA, to your excitatory norepinephrine, epinephrine. You can run this lab, and when you run this lab, you can actually find out what's going on in your brain that might be causing the issue, and maybe prescription is a good thing, but maybe it's not. What we've seen with antidepressants, there's two really telling things. One is almost all of these real serious murder problems with the kid in Columbine and all that stuff, they've been on these classes of medications. They can actually enhance manic activity. So we're prescribing these sometimes to the absolute wrong people in the dark. Neuroscience, and there's a company, Labrix, there's a few others that do these neurotransmitter testing things. So you can find out if exactly that's what, and not prescribe in the dark. But the other thing is that we're not doing the fundamental things to maintain mental health, which is stress reduction techniques. You have to counter. You can't get rid of it, Mel. I can't get rid of my stress. I have to counter my stress with exercise, and I shut off the TV. There's no TV on until 6 o'clock at night. We get about 2 hours, and that's it. Other than got to watch a little bit of the Bears once in a while, right? But other than that, it's off, and I'm listening to music, and I'm reading in order to relax. And there's exercises that show that there's a study that showed that exercising twice a week worked better than almost any antidepressant medication for the majority of the population. Now, I'm not saying, listeners out there, that you should just stop your medication and exercise. What I'm saying is that there are steps to take to properly prescribe now. We don't have to prescribe on best guess. These aren't expensive tests, and you can find out for sure what's going to help you. Now, as far as antibiotics, honestly, what we have learned, Mel, and this is going to be terrible, doctors aren't going to stop prescribing antibiotics. This is what we've learned. Okay? I stopped. You know, I use it when I'm almost certain it's bacterial. I use one that will tend to be less resistant, like a doxycycline, and I use it far less often. My conventional doctors, steroids, inhalers, antibiotics. They come in with the flu, they're getting all three. What we're going to have to do is the people out there are going to have to say, do you think I need an antibiotic? They're like, well, I'm not sure, I'm just prescribing you that. Don't do it. Now, here's the key. Here's what I tell you to do. If you're at the doctor's and they don't think that it's an antibiotic, that you need an antibiotic, ask them for a prescription and then only fill it if you need it. I do it all the time, Mel. I'll give them some echinacea. I give them some colloidal silver. I'll give them some vitamin C. I'll give them elderberry extracts or whatever it is. And then I'll say, here's a script. Only fill it if it gets a lot worse and I give them the symptoms to look for. That's one way to really avoid overusing antibiotics. Now, as far as pain medications, you know, it's a very broad category. But what you have to understand about pain medications is they stop working in a fairly recent amount of time and you're only taking them so you don't go through withdrawal. You know, the things that you have to understand is that with any form of chronic pain, let's talk about back pain, you have to do physical therapy, yoga, stretching. There has to be a physical component. And also the natural products, the curcumins, the cayennes, the tramiel creams out there are getting better and better and better and better in order to help with this. But I'm telling you, if you have chronic pain due to musculoskeletal thing, you have to be in a physical therapy program.
Now, what about anti-inflammatories, Dr. Decker? Is that along? Mm-hmm. I mean, because obviously we are over-medicated, and all of these medications you're discussing, antibiotics and steroids, I mean, prednisone is mm-hmm. like, you know, the miracle drug, but wow, it sure has its own side effects and novels written about it. So what about the anti-inflammatory class?
We have to get away from it. You know, when we look at things like Tylenol, ibuprofen, acetaminophen, they double risk of cardiovascular disease in heart patients. They double risk of infarct. We have to get rid of all of them. For example, Mel, if you are having some inflammation and you use some ice, some acupuncture, or you use some curcumin products or tramiel, and you get over that problem, you've actually probably decreased your risk of a heart attack. If you start taking ibuprofen every day, three times a day, you're going to increase your risk of heart attack. There goes the increase in medication. There goes the exponential blow up of the problem. So what I would say is that you've got to approach it naturally. Get into your health food stores, into your naturopathic physicians, into your holistic MDs and nurse practitioners, and get your natural anti-inflammatories. But the same thing, Mel, when you have this chronic inflammation, you have to get active. And you don't feel like getting active. Your ankle hurts, your back hurts, your shoulder hurts, your hip hurts. But you've got to get in a physical therapy and stretching program. And what's happening? Insurance is cutting PT. Drives me crazy.
Drives me crazy too, because I'm in preventive medicine, Dr. Decker, and so I wish they would cover my services because I'm helping people to prevent heart attacks and obesity and diabetes. And, of course, you didn't even mention meditation as a way. And in the last 30 seconds here, wrap up medications and how we are an over-medicated society.
Yeah. Number one, listeners, if a physician approaches you about using a medication, you need to almost interview the medication. You need to type it up in the internet. You have to become incredibly educated on it. Number two is, do you really need it? Are you okay, but you're in a bad mood, but you know you're in a bad mood because you are taking on too many projects or because you can't communicate with your spouse? Get to those underlying causes. Prove that you need the medication, and you'll be okay, and you'll be able to stay well.
And that way we won't be an over-medicated society. Use exercise, stress relief techniques, meditation, whatever it takes. Go to your holistic practitioner and learn about these alternative therapies. You're listening to It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science.